Federal average is down 117 points at 42,947. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. The Bournemouth Sinfonietta, led by conductor George Hurst, and a waltz from the Starlight Express, music by Sir Edward Elgar, opening up this noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra joining us a bit later for what is perhaps the most famous composition by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, known as Symphonia India, or Symphony No. 2 from Chavez. And from the Hungarian cellist and composer David Popper, we'll get lost in an enchanted scene later with music for cello and piano in the forest. That's just ahead on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting zoo lights and a chance to host a private party or special event in a secluded igloo at the zoo. Details and reservation at topekazoo.org. We'll continue with a bit more English music, and conductor Adrian Bolt leading the London Philharmonic with something written by Gustav Holst in 1906, based on a trio of English folk songs. We'll hear A Somerset Rhapsody next on KPR. Some early music by composer Gustav Holst, and a rhapsody inspired by some of the similar English folk songs that inspired the English folk song Suite of Ralph Vaughan Williams. We heard A Somerset Rhapsody, performed by the London Philharmonic, conducted by Adrian Bolt on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 12:22, and in the second half of the hour, we await the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with a lively symphonia from Carlos Chavez, Symphony No. 2, or Symphonia India. That's in just a bit, here on Kansas Public Radio during classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye, Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs, we've got your back at stonebackappliance.com. It is 53 degrees here at the KU campus and a high of 59 expected for today with sunny skies. The KPR listening area is under a freeze warning. It's going to go into effect this evening. It's actually going to get cold tonight with widespread frost expected overnight with a low of 29 degrees. That frost should linger through tomorrow morning. Wednesday is sunny with a high of 62. Next on KPR, we have some chamber music from Hungarian cellist and composer David Popper, and a suite he composed in 1882, depicting a man lost in an enchanted wooded area encountering strange creatures before a triumphant return home. We'll hear In the Forest, played by cellist Wendy Warner, with pianist Eileen Buck on Kansas Public Radio. The cellist Wendy Warner and pianist Eileen Buck together in a suite from 1882 by Hungarian cellist and composer David Popper called In the Forest, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about 12:47 at the top of the hour. Is our next update of news headlines from NPR with more classical music. Until 3 in the next hour, we're awaiting Beethoven and his Fourth Symphony. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. As part of KPR's annual Live Day, which is coming up on Friday, October 25th, we hope you can join us for a free evening concert with violinist Destiny Ann Remegan. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's on Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. What we have for you next is from Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, the 20th century, and something he wrote during his first tour as a conductor of the United States in the mid-1930s. This is some music originating from Native American tribes of northern Mexico, Sinfonia India, or Symphony No. 2 from Chavez. Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic take it away on KPR. Sinfonia India, or Symphony No. 2, from Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, composed in the mid-1930s. Leonard Bernstein led the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in that recording on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m., and about time for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, we'll hear Beethoven and his Fourth Symphony, that and much more still to come. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. We're glad you could be on hand. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, K210 CRN Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Hired more than 20 staff members dedicated to tribal outreach in the state. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Phoenix.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a little tune from one Herbert Lincoln Clark, an American bandmaster, composer, and cornet virtuoso of the mid-19th century. One of the most prominent cornetists of his time and an author of several books of cornet and trumpet method that are still being used by brass students today. That was a piece of his called Three Aces, played by the Columbia Chamber Symphony, with the trumpeter Gerard Schwartz on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. It's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson, and we await Beethoven this hour. The Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam we'll have the Fourth Symphony in B-flat major. That's in just about 15 minutes' time here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And Topeka's Nodo Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead, in southern Mexico. Exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday, traditions and origins. Now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. We'll spend a little time with the Kodály Quartet next, enjoying Franz Schubert's Chamber Music, a collection of minuets and trios, next on KPR. From Franz Schubert, a collection of minuets and trios performed by the Kodály Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. It is about 1:27, a little over half an hour until our next update of news from NPR. We're live, we're local, We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got classical music till 3 this afternoon, and later on tonight, classical music continues with Destiny. Who knows that life is hard occasionally, but we've got some music to lighten the mood tonight. Scott Joplin's Strenuous Life. And from Stephen Foster, we wish you hard times come again no more. There'll be that along with the Moonlight Piano Sonata of Beethoven. Classical Music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9 on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Supreme Court Justice and founder of iCivics, Sandra Day O'Connor, with the Dole Leadership Prize. Thursday, October 24th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. So as mentioned, there'll be music of Beethoven with Destiny this evening. We have music of Beethoven right now. We're going to listen to something he came up with in the summer of 1806 for a Sicilian nobleman who maintained a private orchestra, who on that occasion had a private performance of Beethoven's Second Symphony, and then laid out a substantial sum to Beethoven for a brand new symphony. It would become his fourth in B-flat major. We'll listen to Wilhelm van Otterloo lead the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam on Kansas Public Radio. Applause for the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, Wilhelm van Otterloo, the conductor, and music by Beethoven, Symphony No. 4 in B-flat major, composed in the summer of 1806 on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 2 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. We'll have an update of the headlines followed by the next hour of music, where we'll take in the Scottish National Orchestra and music by Frederick Delius, his love letter to the French capital. We'll hear Paris, the song of a great city. That plus music by Jean Francais and Rayfon Williams. We have much more wonderful listening in store for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be with us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church Lawrence, worshiping at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday at 2415 Clinton Parkway, or virtually on YouTube. More information about ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org.
Fled under heavy fire to other shelters in North Gaza. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow is down 283 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A little something for you from 18th century English composer and organist John Stanley. The trumpet voluntary played by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Anthony Newman and trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues till 3 this afternoon, and before that rolls around, we'll hear music for clarinet and piano, Theme and Variations by Jean Francais, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields as well, with the Oboe Concerto by Rayfon Williams. That's all just ahead during classical music here on this Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org and Bob Schwartz Financial. helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. The Scottish National Orchestra has our next performance, music by Frederick Delius, who spent a good deal of time in Paris in the late 19th century. It was a great time for artists of any kind to enjoy the French capital, a mysterious city, one of pleasures of music and dancing, and one that Delius had a particular fondness for. It's the place he would meet his future wife. In 1899, he wrote this nocturne for orchestra called Paris, the Song of a Great City, Delius's love letter to the French capital. Andrew Davis leads the Scottish National Orchestra here on KPR. A musical tribute to a magical place, written in the late 19th century by Frederick Delius. Paris, the Song of a Great City, a nocturne for orchestra, played by the Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about a minute before 12:30. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is going to join us in about 10 minutes for music by Ray Vaughan Williams and his Oboe Concerto. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists, open Fridays 1 to 5 and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, it's 58 degrees. Tonight, we're expecting widespread frost overnight. A freeze warning is going to go into effect for the KPR listening area late tonight. We should have low temperatures in the upper 20s overnight, and that widespread frost should be lingering until tomorrow morning, turning sunny on Wednesday with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Next on KPR, we'll spend our time with Jonathan Kohler, clarinet virtuoso, and pianist Judith Gordon, enjoying a theme and variations from French composer Jean Francais. Next on KPR. Theme and Variations for Clarinet and Piano by French composer Jean Francais, played by clarinetist Jonathan Kohler alongside pianist Judith Gordon, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:39, about 20 minutes to go until 3 o'clock, and all things considered, from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music resumes at 7 p.m. with Destiny. Tonight with Beethoven's Moonlight Piano Sonata, The Strenuous Life by Scott Joplin, and Stephen Foster with Hard Times Come Again No More. Destiny has the classics for you tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. We're also coming up on KPR's annual Live Day, which is going to be on Friday, October 25th, which features classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. And as part of Live Day, Destiny is going to host a free concert at the library. That'll be Friday night, October 25th, 7 p.m. You can find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Sir Neville Mariner takes up the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And we have some more music for the Wynn family, this time for oboe and strings. In a concerto written in the 1940s by Ray Vaughan Williams, the Oboe Concerto. Here's the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with the oboe played by Celia Nicklin on KPR. Celia Nicklin playing oboe alongside the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, led by Sir Neville Mariner in the Oboe Concerto, composed in the 1940s by Ray Vaughan Williams, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by more classical music with Destiny, your host tonight, from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon time. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.